greetings and welcome to the Why Struggle podcast. I'm your host, Barbara J. Faison, and welcome to Week 17, The Power of Books. I have had a love affair with words since I was a child. I suspect being the daughter of a teacher and a librarian, I got it in the womb. Communicating has been my go-to my whole life. Writing, speaking, the performing arts. I found out that World Book Day was yesterday, so happy belated World Book Day. I don't think it's ever too late to share how powerful books can be in our lives. My father and mother both love to read. I grew up reading mostly fiction, and my father read a lot of nonfiction. I began writing poetry in high school in my English class because, well, we had to. Thank you, Mrs. Deloach. I was introduced to Nikki Giovanni by my dad, and I fell in love with poetry. I found my voice, and I wrote poetry through high school and college. After college, I started writing short stories and submitted to publications for years, and I decided I wanted to write a novel about a young Black woman in her 20s who was in search of herself. This was the 1990s, so stories like that were not published like they are today. I set out to write my novel in my 30s. I joined several writing groups when I moved to Atlanta in the 90s and even received an Emerging Artist Award for my novel in progress, Spencer's Treasure, which eventually became Crystal Clear. The name changed as I gained clarity about the story. It was about a young woman who left the man she loved to find herself. I did finish it. It's somewhere in my attic, and I never did anything with it. Along the journey, I discovered The Personal Power audiobook by Tony Robbins, Iyanla Van Zandt's Tapping the Power Within, and so many more gems. I am grateful for going down the rabbit hole of self-discovery. Curiosity has been a constant companion my whole life. I've studied different religions, traditions, and cultures. I really like the Buddhist quote that pain is inevitable, suffering is optional. So why do we struggle? Is it really necessary? I began pulling together nuggets that I learned from life and my studies. I am so grateful for my logical nature. It really helped me pull my book together. I wanted to put these life principles into a digestible form that I could use to keep me on track as I traveled this unpredictable journey called life. And that is how my book, Why Struggle? Life is Too Short to Wear Tight Shoes, was born. In 1999, I self-published my book, Why Struggle? With 25 topics, including Money is Not Evil, Be Yourself, Love Yourself, and Embrace Change. I wanted to create a mini reference manual that would have a topic with an exercise or practice for immediate use and an affirmation you could take into your day. In 2017, I released the second edition of the book as a tribute to my parents, and I shared more of my journey as my mother's caregiver. This time, I self-published using Balboa Press, and I also created ebook and audiobook versions of Why Struggle. Now I get to practice a little kindness toward myself because I created the audiobook before my voiceover training. The lessons just continue. I believe done is perfect. We can be extremely hard on ourselves as human beings. For me, it is important to complete what I truly want to put out into the world. If I don't put it out, I will nitpick it until I decide I can't send it into the world. Done is perfect. To all of the book lovers in whatever form, in celebration of World Book Day, feel free to take $2 off anything in my online store at barbarafaison.com/store until Sunday using the promo code 2, that's T-W-O, all lowercase. If you would like to hear some of the snippets of my book, Why Struggle?, check out the YouTube channel playlist for Why Struggle episodes, or you can hear this excerpt called You Can't Make Anyone Fill in the Blank from my podcast, May 28, 2022. My journey continues as I own what I call my tags, talents, abilities, gifts, skills. Curiosity is such a gift in life. please share your tags proudly. After all, that's what we are on this earth to do, to be fully ourselves, right? Books in whatever form are powerful. What is a book that has impacted your life? What if the author never published that book? I look forward to hearing about some of the powerful books you love. You can reply here or send me a message on social media at Barbara Faison. LinkedIn, Instagram, and Facebook are the best. The card for the moment is, guess what? Number 11. Listen, I accept my body as it is. One of my affirmations is, my body is amazing and serves me well. The Relax, Listen, and Trust Your Inner Guidance card deck is available on my website as well. All the resources are in my link tree. That's linktr.ee/Barbara Faison. And until next time, remember the power of books. Thanks for listening. Be well.